Well, but here's what happened. You all having busted out Tony's brother, Cloud Fang, from prison, or I should say jail. Big difference between prison and jail.
Yeah.
Out of jail in Umphaloko, you decided to head to Ajuba to deliver a package for Ruby and to get out of Umphaloko for a while.
Hello.
Along the road, you stopped at a caravan camp, making camp on the outskirts. You found a drunken, raucous caravan there that you ignored, and a blacksmith and his Wainwright husband who were there just pretty much making a living fixing up wagons and barding horses and things like that that come through the area. A woman stopped by your camp asking if you'd seen her missing son. You guys hadn't. So you rested for the evening. While Taika took her watch, she noticed that the woman was still looking for her son. When Tony took his watch, she heard arcane chanting coming in from the wind in the forest and decided, nothing really to do about that. So she sat and... So he sat for the rest of his watch and y'all took off the next morning. Along the road, you were attacked by a fearsome insectoid creature called an Ankh Egg, which burrowed up from the ground and tried attacking you and your lions. It shot acid at the lot of you, but was not enough to overcome your combined strength. In fact, I would say you handled it pretty readily.
Yeah, we got rid of it pretty quick.
Yeah, I think you bloodied it with your first two actions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a fighter. That's what fighters do.
Yeah. It's pretty great so far. I didn't expect to like it so much.
Yeah. So you all arrived in Ajuba as the sun started to get low in the sky, the sunset splashing out colorfully across the ocean beyond it. You went through town, finding the wizard's tower that you know that your sister is being held in. You see the cliffside face, which is covered in which has buildings carved into it.
And so cool.
One of which is the Edge of the World Inn, where you guys made your purchased a room to make your stay. You stabled up your lions and gambled, won some money.
Mm-hmm.
You met up with Isolde, Ruby's contact in the city, and delivered the package, got paid, and got some more information on Tony's sister. Isolde had a book with her comings and goings, implying that she might have a lot of similar books.
Stardew Valley Farm.
Yeah, her Stardew Valley cheat codes.
Yeah. It's just a walkthrough.
You asked for more information about the wizard, and she mentioned that he is somebody who doesn't really come out of his tower much, especially amongst the common people, but he considers himself a patron of the arts, and she has run into him at high society functions before. She called him a doddering old fool. Taika asked if Isolde had some work for her, and Isolde told her she might be able to put her in touch with someone who does, and come check back in a couple days, and if they get in trouble, that she'll disavow knowing them if they try to, you know, name her.
Yep.
The next day, you all headed over to the shop Eyes and Such, which focused pretty much exclusively on components for magical spells. There you met a moss-covered troll shopkeeper named Pengali, who sold a 50 gold piece diamond to Tony, and informed her of the one diamond per person policy.
Right.
Pengali is a troll. Had a hard time understanding idioms, but and social norms. But aside from that, seemed to be a pretty stand-up guy. Tony bought him a coffee so that she could hang around his shop. And then Taika noticed Magpie, Tony's sister, appear in front of the tower and head across the street after catcalling her.
Yep. That's what happened. Not gonna lie. Say it didn't. It's what happened.
Magpie went into the shop, Taika blocked the door, and Tony had his reunion, though it did not go the way he wanted it to. Magpie, it turns out, is convinced that Tony is part of some sort of dark cult. That's what the wizard Aethun had told her, and that if she spent time with him, that it could bring about the end of the world. She got pretty freaked out, and despite Tony saying he just wanted to talk to her, she said she just wanted to go back to the wizard. Tony told her if she wanted to leave a message for him, to leave it at the shop. Bengali said he'd hold any messages for you if he got them. And then Tony went back to the hotel to cry.
Exactly like that.
While Tony was back at the hotel crying, Taika decided to explore the underworld a bit and headed down, leaped off the cliff.
So much fun.
Flew down to the docks, where she found a cup purse named Joffrey and asked about the wizard. He extorted her for a crown for the information, but he did, true to his word, lead her to into a warehouse, into a side door, down a long hallway, to another door, behind which stood an ogre named Punch, who led her to a dark room. After some quick banter with Punch, she was led into a large into a room with a large desk and a cigar-smoking halfling, well-dressed halfling known as the Broker. They negotiated some information exchange. She ended up paying a total of 100 gold pieces to the broker in exchange for information about the wizard and a password that will get you into the wizard tower. The password is Isago. You also found out about a second apprentice, one who is no longer with Ithone, but had been working with him for 20 years and is now holed up on Airy Island, an Aarakocra named Aeris.
How did you spell that?
A-E-R-I-S.
A-E-R-I-S.
Mm-hmm. Then you headed back to the hotel. Before you could get there, as Tony was lying in the room crying, a dark figure flew in through the window and formed into a shade at the foot of Tony's bed. Drawing a shadow dagger, it whispered, "Die, Deathbringer." And that is where we'll start our session, with you rolling for initiative. Which we will do when the food gets here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so let me go ahead and draw just a very small little map here.
Tiny little four square room.
There's your room. This wall is all windows. It has that great view of the ocean that you guys paid extra for.
Uh-huh.
There's a doorway back here. And then you've got a bed here. And then a writing desk here. The shade is here. You're there. Let's get that initiative roll.
Ah!
What'd
you
get?
One. Oh no!
Hey, that is honestly one of the best places you can burn a wolf.
Yeah.
It's actually a zero because I got a
negative one. That's right.
Oh no.
I mean, you don't get any. There's no negative, you know. There's not. Your initiative is no worse. On a one than it is.
Well, I'm not even going to bother rolling for initiative. It can't get less than a one.
But what about when I get there?
Oh. Good point.
Come on now.
I don't know that you're going to get there in time.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Appropriately enough. Got a 13.
Okay. How is that appropriate?
Because it's creepy.
Okay.
It's a creepy creature, and it's got a creepy number.
I was like,
All right. So, I will say that you're not surprised, since it did you the courtesy of pausing for dramatic effect, drawing its dagger, and saying,
yeah.
Die, Deathbringer.
Well, and I also, just, like, for clarity's sake, you said that I heard Tony.
No, you said that, or you, one of you, is Colleen that had said that.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I think it'd be funny if you could hear Tony wailing from all...
So where am I?
You're not here.
I'm not here at all?
You are somewhere else.
Fuck. Fuck! Okay. Okay. What's the date again?
In the game? Oh, yes, yeah. Sorry. In the game. I usually start the game by saying that, don't I?
Well, you started with combat instead. Yeah.
It's the 9th of Grinning. It is Queen's Day.
And it's early morning?
No, it's mid-afternoon, because you were at the Eyes and Such midday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I've just been crying.
I have this, or had I used it?
So start up a new session.
Okay.
I'll give it to you for now.
I'll take it.
So it lunges at you with the dagger and hits.
Okay.
Dealing 5 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And your maximum hit points are reduced by 5.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. So, my new...
Just for this session. Like, it'll go away once you sleep, right? I guess make a note of it, but it'll probably go away once you sleep.
It's your turn.
Okay. Can I cast Blade Ward?
Yeah.
Nice.
So what's Blade Ward do?
You extend your hand and trace a sigil of warding in the air until the end of your next turn. You have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage dealt by weapon attacks. Mm-hmm.
That's a full action.
It's a cantrip.
What's the casting time?
One action.
You can do that. I will just point out...
But it's not bludgeon...
It's psychic damage, not bludgeon damage. Also, if you keep doing that, you'll never get a chance to attack back.
Right. Uh-huh. So it's better if I attack.
Yeah. And, you've fully rested, so you have all your spells and stuff back.
Yeah. What about what about shield? An invisible barrier of magical force?
That's casted as a reaction.
Oh.
So, I need to make sure I start telling you what the ACs they're hitting is, because, basically, if it hits you, you can say, I cast shield, and it raises your AC by 5, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so, for that first attack, he gotten a 20 natural, or not a natural, a dirty 20.
Yeah.
What's your AC?
My AC is 32.
Your armor class.
Oh, sorry. My armor class, 9.
Ooh, we gotta work on that.
How is your armor class so low?
She doesn't have any armor. She's a mage, and she has a -1 dex.
Shit. Okie doke.
So, yeah, so shield wouldn't help you here, because
it would only
adding,
give you, 14. Do some damage. Fuck them up.
Well, I've just, like...
And don't forget, you have cantrips, too. So you
I was looking, because that was what the Blade Ward was. I guess... I don't know if I can hurt this thing.
You should try. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Burning hands, firebolt, something.
Let's do witch bolt.
Okay. Ooh,
there you go.
So roll an attack.
Ooh, that's good.
18.
That's more than that, right?
What do I add to that?
Your attack modifier.
Your spell attack
plus
modifier.
5.
It's on the top of your spell sheet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you go to your spell sheets, it'll show you there.
I'm like not a good magical person.
You're still new. This is
it's a lot to keep track of.
You're still early. You only played a wizard for a few
plus
sessions.
Plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 23.
That'll definitely hit.
Awesome.
And then a beam of crackling blue energy lances out toward a creature within range, forming a sustained arc of lightning between you and the target.
Mm-hmm.
Make a ranged spell attack against that creature. On a hit, the target takes 1d12 lightning damage, and on each of your turns for the duration, you can use your action to deal 1d12 lightning damage to the target automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so d12 is the fucked up...
Yeah, the one that looks like a d20.
Fake d20.
Yeah. 4.
Okay. So your lightning shoots out of your hands, this black dark bolt that you black lightning that you described last time, encircling the creature, and it takes 4 points of damage. And the light you're just holding onto the lightning as you continue to shock it.
It's awesome.
It hisses in pain and then is going to jab again.
Okay, and then is that when I can use the shield?
So it rolled.
You said it wouldn't help though.
I'll tell you. So it's going to hit AC 17. Basically, for you, if its total is going to be 9 to 13, then you want to cast shield.
Okay, so so I just have to take it.
Yep. And you take 6 hit points of damage, or 6 psychic damage, and your hit points, maximum hit points, are reduced by 6.
Okay. Okay.
So 6. for
so
both.
11.
Yeah. So,
but not 6 plus 6.
No.
It's just 6 total, but it now is that new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want this? There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, it just prevents you from, like, healing with a healing potion or something
yeah.
like that.
Okay. Well, I can do another lightning bolt, right?
Yeah, you just automatically get the roll of damage. You don't even roll for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just the D12.
But that's an action, right?
Yeah, that's her action.
Oh,
yeah.
Good roll, though. 11?
11.
Nice. Do you have any bonus action spells? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Do you have, like, Booming Blade or anything? Or Flame Blade?
No.
No, Flame Blade's a good one.
Okay.
Oh, that's a bonus action concentration, too. Never mind.
Yep. All right, so it's turn.
You want to pause it?
All right, it's turn. That one got it. It feels...
Okay.
It definitely is feeling it. It hisses as it reaches out an arm and grabs you by the neck, is going to try to grapple you. So I need you to roll me an acrobatics or athletics, your choice.
Mm. Acrobatics. I'm going to do an athletics, because at least that's a zero. Eleven.
I rolled a natural one, so...
Yes!
Okay.
It goes to grab you, and you're able to quickly dodge out of its way. Answer to me again.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to stick, I think, with the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, just keep fucking them up. It's great.
Eep.
Ooh.
7.
Okay. Alright. So you've dealt 22 hit points of damage so far. It's going to... it's like the whatever is holding it together seems to fray, like a little wisp of smoke are starting to
mm-hmm.
kind of flail off of it. So you would think it's bloodied.
Yeah.
As it sheaves its dagger and goes in with two hands now to try to grab you.
Dislike.
Roll me another acrobatics or athletics check. My
okay.
God.
Yes.
5.
It rolled a natural 2, but it surprisingly succeeds.
Oh, bummer.
So
why does it succeed?
Because it's
modifier.
2 plus it's athletics.
Oh,
modifier's high enough.
So it grabs you by the throat and it picks you up off the bed while you're still sitting there holding this like electrical bolt, and it's going to start moving towards the windows with you.
Okay.
So it can. Yeah, it can actually get. So it picks you up, and it's going to drag you towards the windows, and with an elbow, it just smashes the window behind it, and you feel like the air blow in as you realize that you are 100 feet up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
But I'm not out the window yet. I'm just near it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna try and do the lightning again and see if I can take him out.
Get it. Great news is you've got this going, so you don't have disadvantage on attack rolls because you've already got this up.
8.
Okay, it's still up. It is looking wispy. Taika, as you're walking to the hotel, you see Glash fly out a window, and as you look up, you think you see Tony.
Okie doke, I'm going to fly. How far up is it?
It's 120 feet away.
Oof, okay, that's a lot, but I'm flying. I got a 30-foot move speed. Well, I can double that.
Roll me initiative.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Balls, 11. But I can, so I can move 60 feet a turn, right?
Yeah, so I'd say
action,
it's your turn, so you get... So you're 60 feet away.
Yeah, move and dash.
Tony, it's your turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did you already go after it smashed the window out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's its turn again. So. It's going to make an opposed strength check with you to try to pull you out the window with it.
Okay.
As a bonus action, I'm going to activate my Eldritch Maul.
Okay. So roll me a strength check and roll high.
No, oh, no. You can do it. I believe in you.
My strength is plus zero.
Oh,
so.
No. You can do it. Natural 20, natural 20.
Eight.
Coin.
You want to spend your coin?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what you need to beat. You have to get an 11 or higher.
Okay, we can do this. You can do it. Oh, no.
So it grabs you, and you put your foot in the windowsill, and it just rips you out from the window.
Oh, shit. How much does Tony weigh?
How much do you weigh, Tony?
Like 150.
So you start, you're going to start falling out the window. Taika, I will let you roll a dexterity save to try to catch Tony.
Okay, 20.
Natural 20?
No, a 19 plus 1. 20.
All right. And then I need you to make me a strength check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not as good. I can at least slow our fall. 14.
All right. So, Tony, you get ripped out of the window as the specter rips out, spins around, and then just drops you. And you fly through the air. You feel a pair of strong hands catch you.
What the fuck is going on?
My hero.
And as you look up, the creature shouts, hisses, and it's not going to leave you guys yet. So that was your turn, Taika. Tony, it's your turn.
But I still got the lightning on it, right?
There is a trail of lightning between you and this creature. People on the streets are starting to, like, kind of turn and point.
Fuck them up.
Yeah.
Fuck them up.
9.
And with that, the creature evaporates into the mists.
Interesting. What the fuck just happened?
And you two are able to land safely on the ground in front of the edge of the world. There's a smattering of light applause, as people aren't sure what happened, but it certainly looked impressive. And food's here, so we'll pause there for...
Oh shit, that's convenient.
And we're back.
Okay!
Yeah, I want to know whether my sister sent that or whether the wizard sent it.
Was it a shadow of a tabaxi?
I don't think so. Was
it? It was just vaguely humanoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't have ears.
It did not have ears. I figure, though, that if a wizard sends something after you, it'd be a lot stronger than that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe it wanted to scare me more than kill me.
Maybe. I don't know. It was weird. So we are...
As you are standing there in the street, some guards come jogging up, and one of them, the head guard, an Arakocra woman, just says, is everything all right? Saw some lightning in the air, and this one get thrown out a window?
Yeah.
We're okay, but there was a shadow smoke thing that came after me. With a shadow dagger and tried to threw me out the window. Fortunately, my friend here was nearby and was able to, brace my fall a little bit.
Yeah.
But we got
the guard looks at you and considers your bat wings.
I fluff them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Okay. Justin, what's your name?
What's my name today? Yellow. What color am I wearing today?
Yellow. Last I heard.
I know. Yeah, I'll say, my name is Yana.
Tony.
She says, are you residents here? I'm guessing not, since you're staying at the hotel.
Right, we're just stopping through.
And she says, is there anybody here that would have reason to harm you?
Not that I can think of.
She says, have you found any strange objects lately? Have you, pissed in a witch's coffee, like anything that you can think of?
Not really.
Nope.
I mean, my sister said that if I tried to find her, then it would bring the end of the world, but I don't see how that has anything to do with this.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. I didn't tell you that?
No, I heard all that, right?
Oh, yeah?
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Okay.
Why do you think I was crying?
I'm done with this bullshit, okay?
You're saying this in
character? I'm saying that to the guard. Okay.
So, this individual was held captive by a wizard.
Me.
Has a litter of siblings who are also being held captive by wizards. We met one of them up in Umfaloko, and there's another one up in this fucking tower here. This girl named Magpie. We met her yesterday. Scared about
this morning.
This morning. Scared about to piss down her leg because she's so convinced that if she meets her siblings, the end of the world is gonna come about. I hear this fucking wizard's high all the fucking time, taking drugs and shit up there, and he's got indentured servitude going on.
The guard says, well, these are serious charges.
Yep.
She says, probably above my pay grade. Let me get the guard captain.
Yeah, I'd really like to speak to his former apprentice, too, named Eris. Apparently left in a huff a couple years back. I'd really like to see what they know about this bullshit.
Okay, all right. Well, you're staying here at the hotel?
I have to get a new room, but yeah.
She says the guard captain will stop by and collect the report, discuss the situation with you further. Are you okay?
I mean, no, but I mean, I'll be fine. I'll get through it.
Emotionally.
Physically, I'm fine.
Are you, though?
Emotionally, I'm fucked.
What does he look like physically?
So
my hair stood up on end.
So you look where you were stabbed, and, like, there's no, like, blood or anything, but there's just these kind of, like, black marks with, like, little bits of, like, veins sticking out of them.
Oh, shit. That doesn't look good at all.
Hard to see through the fur, but...
Shit.
Do you have, like... Probably there's one on your arm that I can, like, look at. That doesn't look great at all.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That's gonna scar.
Probably. Scars are cool, though.
Well, will it scar if the skin's not broke?
I don't know. What does magical damage do to a body?
We'll find out. Together. So,
I guess it depends on if you want a cool scar or not.
The guard says, just stay here at the hotel. Captain Herbert will be by.
Captain Herbert?
Yeah, Allison Herbot. H-E-R-B-O-T.
Oh, I was really hoping it was an older gentleman I could call Hubert. Never mind.
as you say that, Aldrun, the innkeeper, comes out of the hotel and looks at the glass on the ground and looks up at the window and says, ah, not again. And he casts a spell and the glass flies back up into the air and forms back into the window pane.
Oh. I mean, you're very disappointed for something that was so easy for you to fix.
He says, I mean, it's one less spell slot for the day.
I don't know what to hear about that. I just hit things.
He says, are you guys all right? He says, you weren't drinking in the bar, so I might... Normally, people get drunk and lean on the glass too far. He says, but nobody seems to be hurt. Speaking of, you guys paid for one night yesterday. So just checking in. Are you guys going to be staying an additional night or two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have rooms without big pane glass windows?
No.
Or maybe something a little closer to the bottom floor.
Yeah, we could put you up on the second floor.
Okay, that's how much fall damage is the second floor? Looking myself up.
Well,
at
the issue was it's a narrow sidewalk in front, and so the thing has a fly speed, so it actually pulled you out over past the sidewalk and then dropped you. So you were going to go 100 feet down.
100 feet's not very far, isn't
it? That's 10d6.
That's very far.
Yeah, 100 feet is really high up.
I just
ten stories.
You said it's a city on the side of a cliff face, so I was like, surely it's like 500 or 600 feet, right? But apparently, it's just 10d6.
That's actually probably higher than that. I would have to. Anyway,
the fight's already over, so you don't have to worry about this damage.
But... I was gonna do 10d6 if you'd fallen, but
isn't this on the sixth level?
It's on the 11th. Well, it's on level 2, which is the second level down. There's 12 levels total.
Damn, that's a lot.
But I guess if each level has at least a 3-story house, so it's actually probably 3 times as much. So it'd probably be 30d6.
30d6. You could be a 15th level character and that could kill you. Shit. 10d6, though, that's enough.
I mean, 10 points to 60 points.
very unlikely you roll that poorly.
Yeah. So, anyway, Adrian says, so another night or two, or...
At least one more night.
At least one more night. What's the name of the captain that we were talking to?
She says, oh, my name's Guardsman Lily.
Guardsman Lily?
Mm-hmm. Though my friends call me the Hound.
Nice.
Because I got it. Once I get my nose on a trail.
She's Eric Cochran, right,
mm-hmm.
though? Okay.
Yeah. Metaphorical nose.
I love
dogged.
It.
Dogged.
Definitely putting that in quotations. The Hound.
She says, anyway, Captain Herbert will be by in a bit.
Cool. Sorry I just, like, came out with it all, but this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, shitty.
Yeah.
So, I don't really want to hang out here much longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fuck Magpie. fuck all that shit.
Wait, what?
I'm out of here.
What?
She doesn't want me, I don't want her. That fucking smoke bitch that came in. No. Big no. Big, big no.
I'm just gonna say, indentured servitude may be a step up from the emotional damage. We should at least stick around to see what can be done.
Nope.
Put it in somebody else's hands.
Fuck her.
I mean, we just paid for a night. Where are you going right now?
Well, we're gonna find out who sent the smoke monster, but, like, probably Magpie or the wizard. And if it was really either of them, I mean... I have 5 other siblings.
You can do it. I'll
be fine.
You'll be fine.
We don't need her.
Fuck
that bitch.
Let's go get some drinks and then just slow our roll a little bit. It's funny.
She's the fucking thing stabbed me. Look, I've got black goo. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. This is not what I signed up for. This is not the happy reunion I was looking for. I'm out.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. This may not be the last time this happens.
Why would it happen again?
Because wizards are assholes.
Jesus. Fucking.
I mean...
Who's Jesus? It's one of the guards walking by says.
We're inside drinking. I'm just saying, wizards are fucked up. Fucked up.
Jesus.
And I think it's completely reasonable to accept that others of your siblings have been fed equal lines of bullshit. Of varying... I mean, end of the world, that's a special breed. You were crying. I didn't tell you yet. I went and talked to somebody. And I found out a bunch of shit. Let me go back to my notes and find out what I actually found out. So, I paid some money for this information. The dude, Ithon or whatever, he does hella drugs.
The wizard?
The wizard, yeah. He's hella into drugs. Thinks he can see, like, the end of the world and shit. So this all really tracks. He's blind. Which apparently nobody fucking knows. I paid a lot of money to know that, so FYI. Wizards are weird and shit, so he's probably, like, got a way to, like, see things anyway, but nobody knows that. And he had another apprentice named Eris, who was an Arakocra, and apparently pissed her off so much she just flew off one day and said, fuck you, I'm out. And that's who I mentioned to that guardsman.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I can understand that sentiment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I also may or may not have a way to get into the tower. I very much doubt our ability to take on a fully-fledged wizard who thinks he knows the end of the world. But if we have to, I can get us into the tower.
Yeah, I, like, was almost killed by his wispy jizz monster. Like, I don't...
Tony, quite literal... No, Taika forgets her name and flails that description. Oh, my God.
It almost killed me, and that was just, like, his wispy monster, like...
Gross.
Which incidentally is what I call my penis.
I absolutely do not have enough alcohol in me to know anything about your penis, Tony. Oh my god.
It's got barbs on
drinks!
It.
Drinks!
Tabaxi penises do not have barbs.
They do, too. They do, too.
It's a fantasy game. It's a more civilized age.
They've also got to be able to have children with
sex,
other...
Sex is enjoyable for Tabaxi. It's not so weird. It's
fine. Cat, sound like cats.
That's one area where they differ from cats.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
I mean, they're humanoid. Because you can have a half-human, half-tabaxi, half-orc, half-tabaxi. Yeah.
Many of the other things you suggested, like them huffing the air to smell things, yes. Or a penis, no.
No, dog. No real cat dicks.
Likewise, the duck people have perfectly straight dicks.
No corkscrew penises.
Oh, God, that's funny. I do, in fact, Taika does, in fact, scream at the top of her lungs for drinks to try and drown all of that.
Go ahead and drop a half, 5 silver each for your meal for the day and for your drinks.
Okie dokie. 5 silver. Let's
see. I know you don't want another book because you don't have to fill it out again, but you should consider... You should consider it since the layout's gotten a lot better.
It's so much better. Can I make you a new book?
I mean, if you want.
Yes! Okay, good! Do you want a big one or a small one?
A big one.
Okay! Yay! I'm so excited! I'll make you a new book! It'll be so much better. It'll have the same cover. The little thingies will be the right direction. I'm so excited.
You've just made Caitlin's
day. You really have! I also just got the legal size paper, so I'm going to make you an A5 size instead of a half letter. It's going to be so much better. It's going to be so much better! Anyway.
Alright, so you guys have some drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After about a half hour, an older Aarakocra woman, she's got an eye patch over one eye, and you can see a scar kind of coming up and below it. She's wearing plate mail armor, and she only has one wing.
Oh, okay.
And she looks around the bar and spots the two of you and walks over. Clunk, clunk, clunk. She says, are you Yana and Tony?
Yeah.
Yep.
She says, name's Captain Herbert.
Herbin?
Herbert.
Herbert. It is Herbert.
Herbot. H-E-R-B-O-T. Herbot.
It's like B-O-T. Herbot, but Herbot.
She pulls up a chair and sits down, kind of gestures at Aldrun, and he comes over with he pulls a special mug off the wall, fills it up and brings it over to her. She nods. She sits there and she says, so, the Hound told me that you'll have some pretty serious allegations against the wizard.
Yes. So, I found this guy in Tabar.
That's me.
Yep.
Figured as much.
What about him, says Tabar?
Well, no, when she says that guy, she says it's me.
Oh, I was like, what about this person, says Tabar? Because usually people say Ufologo.
No.
I lived up in Tabar, found this guy, had just come in a little rough out of the forest, and he tells me that he was held captive by a wizard for decades. And I thought, I'll see where this is going. I want to leave Tabar. So I follow him to Umphaloko, where we fucking run into his brother, who was also held by the wizard in fucking Umphaloko. And then we get here, because now I'm invested. We get here. She sees this girl, Magpie. Magpie about passes out. Recognizes her. Says, if I talk to you, it's going to be the end of the world. Let me go. Fucking crazy as a shithouse rat. And apparently been twisted that way because I did a little research of my own. I heard some shit about this Ithon.
She says, when she says it'd be the end of the world, was she meaning metaphorically or literally?
No idea.
Considering the fact that less than an hour later, my friend here got attacked by a shadow creature.
The captain reaches into a bag of holding on her hip, pulls out a pad of paper, flips it open, reaches in, pulls out a piece of charcoal, starts writing stuff down. She says, So your brother in Umphaloka, what was his name? Cloudfang.
Cloudfang.
And he was, and you said they're being held against their will, indentured?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if I recall correctly, the wizard in Umphaloka is Pintha something, Old Penny?
Old Penny is what they called her.
Okay. And you were also indentured by a wizard?
Yeah.
Which wizard was that?
Gregor, right?
Mm-hmm. Like the Texan. God.
What'd you say?
Like the god. There's a god named Gregor.
Oh, okay.
And he's, what city was that in?
That was in...
Taxum. That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got one of you in Taxum, one in Umphaloka, and one here in the city being indentured by Aitha.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Tabar?
I don't know anything about the Wizard's Tower in Tabar. And we didn't know anything
we
about...
We didn't run into anybody in Tabar, but, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything with it, but then we went to Umphaloka and just happened to run into this guy, Cloudfang, and it's like looking at twins. Like, there was no mistake in the relation.
She says, okay, okay. So, Magpie, was that the name you...
Yeah.
And so you saw her earlier today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where at?
Eyes
and such?
Yeah, Eyes and such.
The troll shop?
Yes.
Okay. And when she saw you, she recognized you?
She seemed to.
Well, point of order, I don't know if you'd say this or not, but she didn't recognize you until you introduced yourself.
Fair. She recognized me once I told her who I was.
Okay, and then she said that being with you would produce the end of the world.
Yeah.
Basically.
And really tried to get away. We tried to reason with her. She practically started crying and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw her, did she mention anything about being indentured?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, why would she be here?
And you said there was another apprentice. One that escaped or ran away or left or something to an island?
Oh, no! I heard through the grapevine that Aithun had an old apprentice named Eris who fucked off in a huff a while back. I'd like to talk to that individual since I am on a fact-finding mission about this bullshit.
I don't know who you've become, but I like it.
Quite a mission from Gata.
It does remind me a lot of, like, those, like, drama, like, the cop dramas.
That's what I'm, like, what do I know about actual crime, but I have a crime back history. So I'm like, Godfather, crime drama, like, trying to thread some sort of needle here, because I love following the rules, not crime.
So, the captain sits there and writes for a bit in her notepad. Says, is there anything else you want me to know?
How many siblings did you have?
I'm one of seven, right? Or one of six.
You're one of seven.
One of seven. So I have six other siblings.
So yeah, we're, if things don't work out well here, and I mean, this girl was fucked up, we're going to find a reason to be in Bronzeport, Rakkad, Averna, Malinga. I'm not super excited about going to Tabar anytime soon, but we'll get back there at some point.
Don't
basically,
for me, Averna.
We're going to make a world tour of these fucking wizard towers and see what's up.
Have you assaulted any wizards on your trip?
No.
No.
I mean, look at us. Do I look like an individual who's actually going to hold my own against a wizard? Maybe one day. I plan on being an adventurer, you know.
The captain eyes you, or eye you.
I smirk.
Up and down. Wouldn't rule it out.
Looking at the captain, do I think I could take her in a fair fight?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to laugh. I mean, honestly, Captain, right now, at this very point, pretty sure you could wipe the floor with me. I think a lot of myself, but not enough to fight a wizard.
Oh no, I could put you down pretty readily. However, how many times has your nose been broken?
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. The scars along your arms. You're a fighter, aren't you?
Yeah. I made a living protecting people. Doing my business up in Tabar.
Cox and I brought that.
It's Tabar. It's a dangerous fucking city. People pay a lot of money to be protected.
All I'm saying is I'm a pretty good judge of character, and pretty sure you can hold your own in a lot of fights.
True, and I like having them. And I'm also not a fucking idiot.
Just maybe not against the best.
That's it. Do a little nod.
Alright, well, here's what I can tell you. I will investigate this. I am impartial. I will gather the facts. Don't do any stupid things in the meantime.
Just in case, is there anywhere in this town where I could fuck somebody up legally?
The arena is right at the top of the cliff.
Is that like a one-on-one thing?
Hey, you can definitely go there to beat somebody up if you want to. They do exhibitions on Wednesdays. They do expeditions on King's Days. They have conference fight on the week's end and rest day. And they have tryouts every day. So if you want to go beat somebody up legally.
Okay. Good to know.
They take their drink and down it with one gulp and put it on the table, and they say, well, be in touch. Don't leave town.
Oh, wait, that's not part of the plan. What if we want to leave town?
Come talk to me before you do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And she stands up, cracks her neck, and she walks out.
That was an interesting individual. I greatly dislike the law. It needs to be said.
Yeah.
Greatly dislike.
But I mean, it sounds like they're going to help us.
If she's actually upstanding and going to do what she says she does, that's great.
Let me an insight check.
Oh, I should have done that before she fucking left. Ooh, that's
well, guess what you are.
That's not bad. Insight, 16.
Same, 16.
Yeah, I mean, you get the idea that one of her ideals is that she's a person of her word.
Awesome. I mean, she seemed it. I mean, she only has one eye and one wing. I mean, she's definitely at a disadvantage, so, I mean, her word is important.
Yep. That's cool. Just means I can't do anything else illegal while we're here. Lame. So lame. I was going to go back and ask for work, but not with guards watching out for us. Now we definitely can't do that.
So I still want to see what kind of investigating we can do. You found out some stuff down by the dock?
Mm-hmm. I definitely can't go back there.
Oh, because we're being watched.
Too many eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the slight chance of eyes would that burn me. I'd find myself dead real quick.
Are there any other taverns or bars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's...
I mean, there's some down by the docks, there's some in the upper city.
Let's stay away from the docks at least for now. We'll stay in the upper city and maybe go bar hopping and see what the locals know.
Okay. Sounds good. See what the opinion is of the wizard. I think it's pretty universally he's a dick. Sounds
but also me. Just like if they know anything about his old apprentice, if they know anything about Magpie, if anything like this has happened before, like have any Tabaxi come here before?
And he's only been here for 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's about the time my sister probably
Yeah, because you're like, what, 45?
I'm 40, but, you know, she's been here for about 35 if she got taken about the same time I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. And my notes say, crazy as fuck. Does a lot of drugs. Yeah. We can't get on the island, unfortunately. It's for Aarakocra only. I mean, technically, I could probably get there because I can fly.
But once you were there, it would be
I don't think it would be a warm welcome.
Well, and I mean, how much are they really going to care about a wizard back on the mainland?
Yeah, I mean, I have pretty high hopes with this person because the guy I talked to said that she just basically fucked off in a huff. Just left one day pissed off, so...
And she's over on the island, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What about, what are they called? The little paper birds?
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
You have six of them.
Yeah, let's send one over to the island and see.
You should also probably send one to Cloudfang and let him know that we dropped his name with the law in fucking Ajuba. He's gonna
want to know. But we didn't tell him where... We didn't tell them where he was, though.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll send two. We'll send one to the island and one to Cloudfang.
Well, feel free to write the gist of those letters on these here note cards.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you got one?
I'll do one for Cloudfang. Do you want to do the one to What's-Her-Face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you write those. I'm going to pause this and run to the restroom. Good.
So I wrote... Dear Cloudy, made it to Ajuba and found our sister Magpie. She's pretty fucked, and her wizard tried to kill me with a smoke monster thing. Ha, no such luck. Laying low for now, but did mention your name, only, to the authorities. Shouldn't be an issue, but wanted to let you know. Row, row, TC.
Yeah, that's great. Mine is, what do you know about Magpie with the wizard? I'm very concerned about how they came to be with him. I'm staying at the edge of the world for several days if you'd like to offer any information.
Cool. All right. So you guys finish writing your letters and the letter sheets fold up into papers and fly away. You see one flying to, Airy Island, and you see the other one flying, it'd be northeast, towards what you presume is an Arachna. So having written your letters, it's getting to be evening time. Sun's starting to go down. What do you all do?
Shot. Everybody! Hey. Yeah, I want to kind of just walk around to the different taverns.
You're going to do the upper taverns or the lower taverns?
So the lower taverns are a little more seedy, right?
Yeah, they're like down by the docks.
Let's start up top while we're still kind of sober and then end the night down at the bottom.
Sounds like a plan.
And if I can get into a fight, that's great. If not, it's fine.
Well, and it's more likely to happen at the bottom and also not
Very
get
much.
You into trouble.
Very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just an innocent bar fight.
All right, so at the top of the city, you do you walk up the street or do you take one of the elevators?
I'm going to take the elevator.
All right, so you wait, and there's these platforms that just constantly move up to the top and then down to the bottom. They just stop off at each of the levels for people to get on and off.
I feel like Taika doesn't get a chance to fly very often,
mm-hmm.
so she's definitely going to fly level by level as Tony rides the elevator up. Just grinning. This is great.
All right, so you head up, and you find your way to an establishment called the Cliffside View. It's a tavern that's just pretty much right off the elevator. As you come in, you see it is not as touristy as the Edge of the World. Looks like some locals, pretty modest, you know, not like a seedy bar, but, you know, respected middle-classers. Drinking their ale here. You two walk in and nobody seems to pay you much mind.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they all turned around because we're not locals.
No.
Are there seats at the bar or do we have to find a table?
There's tables, seats at the bar. It's about half full.
Yeah, let's sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you sit up at the bar and an Aarakocra bartender slides over. Says, good evening. What can I get you to drink?
Ale, please.
I'll take an ale, too.
Alright, so just give me a 5 copper.
Okay. 5 copper. Oh, I hate fantasy math. How many copper in a gold? 100?
Yeah. Okay. 10 copper in a silver. All right, so eat your ale. Do you just drink, or are you going to start
this? Yeah, I mean, if the bartender isn't too busy, I'll try and chat him up a little.
He's not. He's just sitting there wiping mugs, occasionally getting beers for people, but it's like I said, it's half full. It's not too busy.
Is this your bar?
Oh, no, I couldn't afford it. I just work here.
But you're local?
He kind of fluffs his wings up a bit and says, yeah.
I could tell.
He says, where are you from, Umfaloka?
Originally, yeah.
I could tell.
Good one. So we're obviously traveling. We're trying to figure out more stuff about that wizard that lives here. Do you know anything about him? It sounds like you've lived here for a while, so you heard much about him, or?
He says, Leviathan?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen him before, but he says that statue, he points out to, like, there's a square of the statue, and he says that was paid for by Ithan.
Well, that was a nice thing for him to do.
What's it a statue of?
I would imagine it's himself, because he's an
asshole. Right? That's what I thought, too. He wants to play D&D, too.
What kind of character would you play, Mr. Frodo?
Myself.
Not very creative.
I'm a cat.
It'd be one of those riding lions.
It's an Aarakocra, the statue. He says it's something for the merchants. I don't know. He says I just sometimes sit out there and smoke while I watch the sunset.
Nice. So he's a pretty good guy. Pretty well liked.
I don't think we really think of him much at all.
Oh, you don't? You just, you know, he's got some money and he paid for the statue.
When I was a kid, we always all heard stories about the crazy wizard that lived in the tower, but...
Really? You guys thought he was crazy? Like, what kind of stories?
Roll me... We'll call it I'll say persuasion, if you want to... or deception, one of the two. I'll let you choose. You try to pry information out of him.
Deception. 16.
He says, I mean, the old doomsayer, I think is what we called him as a kid.
Doomsayer? That's funny.
Yeah, apparently he's some sort of divination wizard or something like that. I don't know.
Like he tells the future.
Something like that, yeah. He says, we just, you know, he's kind of a boogeyman that our parents would use. Like, don't misbehave, otherwise the doomsayer will see you, but...
Wow.
He says, now as a fully grown 22-year-old adult, I can see that my parents were just lying to me, you know, as parents do.
Blowing smoke up your skirt.
Yeah, something like that.
Did your parents ever say that he'd come and kidnap you?
No. just that it was always like a vague form of punishment. Don't act up or the doomsayer will get you. You know, they always said he could see when you were doing bad things.
Wow, your very own boogeyman right here in the town. That must have been scary.
I mean, to be honest, like, his name's on the statue and stuff, but, like, I've never seen him.
Huh. What about his assistants? He has one that's like a tabaxi, right?
It's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah? You ever met her?
He says, never talked to her, but, I've seen her around, the general store, never.
Oh, she doesn't, like, hang out or anything?
No, I've never seen her, like, in here or anything like that,
What a stick in the mud.
He says, you know her?
I tried to talk with her earlier, she just wasn't interested in talking to me, so I don't know her as well as I'd like to.
So it's her loss.
Yeah. True. What about... Didn't he have an assistant that was an Aarakocra?
I mean...
Do you remember that? I mean, that may have been before your time. I don't know.
I don't know. I see there's a lot of Eric Cooker in this town, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally.
I mean, the Tabaxi, she sticks out.
Yes.
Sticks out, yeah.
Because, you know, there's not a lot, no offense, but there's not a lot of you here in town. At least that live here, you know. We get a lot of travelers in and out of Umphaloko.
Yeah.
But.
You know of anyone else that might have some more fun stories about the wizard?
You seem awfully concerned about this wizard. Are you...
I'm just fascinated with it. I'm a wizard myself.
Oh, yeah,
and,
the hat. Yeah, I guess
that
was...
And I just really... I love finding out about the traditions of wizards all over the worlds. And
he kind of leans in. He says, are you, like, a rival wizard?
No.
Is this, like, are you coming to town for some hot goss?
No. I really like the history of wizarding, and I like to get more information because I think it makes me a better wizard.
I don't see what I could have to say would make you a better wizard, but...
Fair. Well, I mean, stories have multiple meanings, right?
Only some wizards have a lot of people that know their names.
So I took Philosophy 101 a few years back.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think that's pretty profound what you just said. Stories do have a lot of meanings.
Right?
Huh.
What'd you guys do? We went to one bar.
Talk to this college dropout.
But yeah, do you know anyone else that might have some good stories about that wizard?
He says, I don't know, you'd have to ask, like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen him. Maybe the person who commissions the statues, or...
Do you know who that is?
He says, yeah, well, there's like an office, like a, I guess you'd call it like an Ajuba Arts Council. you could check there.
They're probably not closed. They're not open at this time of night.
Yeah, it's probably a bit late. But you know, they're just on the square there, past the statue.
Yeah. Well, it's great talking with you. If you think of anything else, let me know.
Yeah. Absolutely. He says, and hey, if you know you're, you know, I get off at like 1:00. So like, if you're up, if you're open for anything, if you want to get a drink or something, or.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something.
Says I can make you some food, or.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, we'll stop by a little later.
Cool.
So let's continue this bar crawl.
Mm-hmm. As we walk out, I'm like, you're not actually coming back, right?
No.
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
As you're leaving, he's just kind of like slicking back his feathers.
He's young enough to be your child, am I right?
Yeah, he literally is.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean...
I guess technically, if you look at it... How old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay.
You're old enough to be her... Dyke's dad.
Yeah.
Dislike.
You're a young 40. You're a Chris Fairfield 40.
I'm a zaddy. Yeah.
A what?
I'm a zaddy kitty.
What's a zaddy?
It's like a daddy, but it's...
Sexy.
Sexy daddy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum is a zaddy.
Yeah. I don't like Jeff Goldblum. Anyway. We carry on to the next location.
Alright, so you guys are just going to stop at more taverns and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see what else we can find out. I mean, I imagine we might get some more information as we get a little bit further down.
I don't know, I think we're getting further away from where the possibility of him being is.
Right, but I think we're also getting to a place where people are going to be more willing to talk to us.
Maybe. I mean, he was very happy to talk to you.
He was very happy to talk to us, but he didn't really have any information.
Yeah. I just don't know that we're going to find much more, but we should definitely try.
All right, so you guys, just go ahead and roll me a general deception or persuasion.
Oh, we get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
13.
Deception. Oh, no. That's a 5.
Okay.
I keep my mouth shut is what I do. All
right, so you navigate several of the bars in the upper city, and you jump off the cliff and fly down, fly down to the bottom, meeting Tony at the bottom in the elevator. Much later. And you end up in a little beachside bar called Clam Digger.
Clam Digger. Okie doke. Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to the bartender there. So this one is a half-elf woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she is a crunchy kind of granola type. She, you know, ended up here, like, in this beach town, like, 15 years ago. And, like, she just knew that she'd found her home.
Oh, gross. Mm.
But you bring up the wizard, I'm assuming, as you have been doing. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's, like, gnarly.
That voice. Okay.
Yeah, really? Like how?
Like, he does, like, hella drugs, and he smells real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When did you see him?
She's like, so, I've been here for 15 years now. She says, you know, I found this place as my center.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally feel that for you.
And she's like, and for, like, every night for the last 15 years, I've watched the sunset over the ocean, and it has been an awakening for me.
Yeah.
She says, well, anyway, she says, one night I was sitting out on the beach by myself, and all of a sudden I smelled this incense. And I was like, that smells pretty good. So I followed it. And there on the beach was this decrepit old man. He had to have been at least, like, 50.
Yeah. Gross.
And he was sitting there with his skullet.
With his what?
Yes.
Skullet.
Yes,
the
I love
fuck is a
it's
skullet?
A mullet with
a bald person with long hair.
Oh no.
Skullet.
Gross.
And he was surrounded by candles. And at first I was like, oh, this is interesting. And his eyes were all like doing this like rainbow thing where like it was all just like a bunch of rainbows in his eyes.
Oh,
and
that's
I thought
cool.
I was like, this person knows what they're doing.
Yeah, right?
So I went up to talk to him, and he was just babbling some nonsense, like, about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was kind of into it, because, you know, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
He was talking about, like, an empire and, like, invasions.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, Carthalia would fall.
Mm-hmm.
And, she says, and I was like, okay, but like, can you tell me about my future?
Yeah.
And then I think he realized I was there. I don't think
he didn't know you were there.
I don't think so.
Weird.
And then I noticed that he had, like, a big bag of mushrooms next to him.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, some, like, strange-looking liquid and, like, a bejeweled chalice. And I was like, whatever you are doing, it is too hardcore for me.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, he grabbed my arm, and he, like, dragged me up the beach and was yelling about how I interrupted his ritual and, like, how dare I? But I was like, it's a free beach.
Yeah, right?
Anybody can use the beach.
Yeah. It's kind of like why it's the beach.
Right? It's free. The beach should be free for everyone. Mm. Anyway, after he dragged me back, I wrenched my arm out from his grasp. And I was like, no, you do not touch me.
Right?
This bitch is lucky she didn't die.
Anyway, he collected a bunch of energy in his hand, and I was like, I don't know what you're doing with that energy, but it better not be going to me.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, he just seemed to stop, and then he muttered something under his breath, and then he disappeared.
He disappeared?
Yeah. Like,
crazy.
Like, he was there 1 minute, and then the next minute, there was just, like, little footprints going in the sand.
Wow.
So
what a weirdo.
Anyway, I know he, like, pays for murals and shit, but, like, that man, he smells bad, he doesn't look good, and he did not want a piece of me that night.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so lucky to be alive. I do say that under my breath.
I am lucky to be alive in Ajuba. It is a wonderful place.
That's
anyway,
exactly what I meant.
Sorry, you guys, did you want to order a drink or something? I'm sorry, I've been talking your ear off for like the last 15 minutes and I forgot to serve you.
Yes, please, a shot. Oh, yes.
She's like, shots sound like such a great idea. It is near the end of my shift and I could use one.
Yes, and, sure.
And so she lines up four shots and pours four shots. Slides one to each of you. And with two with her hands. And just goes, lunk.
Right on.
Oh my god, I'll take my shot. Wow.
She is like, I do have the best job in the best city in the world.
Yeah, it sounds like you do. Thanks for the shots.
She says, is there anything else I can get you?
I think we're done here.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on to the next.
Okay.
Trying to see all the best bars in Ajuba.
She says, well, the Clam Digger is the best. So you've achieved your goal.
You're
fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
I'm a completionist, though. We got to see them all. Bye.
It's like this game I'm playing where you have to collect all these little monsters.
I walk away. I am done.
As you take a few steps outside of the Clam Digger, you hear a voice behind you say, hey, Tabar!
My hand goes to my waist where my longsword is, and I turn around.
You see a guy that you don't know.
Okay.
He says, that's what I thought. He says, you and your friends may have kicked the shit out of me there, but I don't see you have friends here now. And as he says that, a couple of rough and tumbles step up beside him. He says, let's see how you like it on the receiving end.
Do I recognize this individual at all?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Need to stop rolling that die. Intelligence check? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's a minus one. That's an 11.
I mean, oftentimes when people get too rowdy or cheat or win too much or, mm-hmm. you know, you and some buddies would have to rough them up a bit.
Yeah.
You know,
I had to run some shifts at the casinos.
If you had to guess, this guy's probably just a tourist.
Okay.
So I'll make some initiative rolls.
Yes. I will very politely wave to whatever her name was and close the door behind me. Oh no, I rolled poorly! It's okay.
You never asked her name, and she never gave it.
Nah, don't need it.
And I have a hunch we'll never see her in this campaign again.
Thank God.
16.
I ended that little note there with, this bitch should have died. She really should have just fucking died. She's lucky to be alive.
I wonder if the wizard actually did something to her and she just doesn't realize
it. Modify memory or something?
Yeah.
It is definitely possible. Also, the other one before this one said that he was a divination wizard and you got hit with some psychic damage. It kind of fits in that bubble that I have in my mind for that sort of shit. So... very good chance. Oh my god, there's five of them?
Mm-hmm.
Whoo! Boy, howdy. You can put Yana on mine if you want. Because it's very confusing. Or, I mean, I can just give you... Here, take this D20 I don't like.
The one that rolled a one when you threw it on the table?
Yep, that one. That's the one.
Alright. What'd you all get on initiative?
I got a big old fat 8.
16.
Do these guys have, like, swords and shit?
They have, like, a couple of them have, like, clubs. One of them has what looks to be a short sword. One has, like, a broken bottle.
A broken bottle? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 5-2, but, you know, they're going to need a few more people if they want to even up those odds.
I'm wondering, should I feel guilty for using my swords? No. Okay, good.
So you can always use your swords and deal non-lethal damage, if you
want. Yeah. I also need to keep in mind that I am, in fact, a criminal, not Caitlin. Caitlin doesn't actually want to hurt people in a grossly physical manner. It's all emotional.
Okay. And so...
What does this say?
Gamblers.
Gamblers, okay. Ooh, they rolled high. Okay.
So, yeah, they wasted that 19 on...
I like it.
On the initiative roll. All right. So...
You ready? I'm ready. Tyka's pretty excited.
Just one sec.
I already used my Eldritch Maul for the day, though.
Is it dark by now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's like 1 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay. That's really.
You guys have been bar crawling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember? I think I did use a super die. Maybe for my tactical assessment?
You did once, yes.
Okay, I thought so. Just before this starts, are they between us and the building?
Yeah.
So they, like, circled around us?
No, you guys walked out and they came from behind you. So they, essentially, they saw you in the building, they kind of waited by the door for you to leave.
Oh, I see. Is there, like, a bench or something that I could lay my cloak on?
Yeah.
My little capelet. I'll take it off with a flourish, keeping eye contact, and gently lay it over something, because I'm very happy. But I don't want to dirty my clothing. Who is this character?
I don't know. I like that it's taking even you by surprise.
Who is this character?
All right, so... lead thug is going to go first. He's the one that has what looks to be a sword.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's going to walk up.
He's going to regret it because I'm going to use Grace.
Mm.
Immediately. So... Hold on, am I doing this right? I'm sorry, hold on. I just need to make sure I'm doing this maneuver right. Riveting to listen to. Riveting. Okay, brace.
I believe you had the D8 to the damage.
And I can move and cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on your turn, you get a bonus action, a move action, and a standard action.
Oh, no! Yep, I don't want to waste a super die. Do better, dice! Okay, yeah, 20. Dirty,
oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Dirty 20. Two-handed, mm-hmm. So that is a D10 and a D8. No. My super dice are D8s, yeah. So D10, D8. Ooh, yeah. 12 plus...
Wow.
4, 16 points of damage.
Nice. You crack him. And he just spits, and he's going to take 2 attacks at you with his short sword.
Do it. I'm ready.
Mark
that off.
AC 20, AC 10.
20 hits, 10 misses.
Okay, so he deals you... 9 points of slashing damage.
Ooh, nice sharp little hit. Okay.
And he says, the gods are favoring me today to run into you.
Are they?
These three are going to come up. 3.
And I already used my reaction.
And these all have pack tactics, so they are going to all get advantage on these rolls. So...
Pack tactics, that's not great.
Every time.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. All right, so we'll do the attacks on you first, Tony. So, first guy, 23 will hit you.
Yeah.
He deals you 3 points of bludgeoning damage. His second attack, 13?
He deals me 13.
No, 13 AC to hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm 9.
Would you like to use your shield cantrip to avoid
that? Oh, yeah.
All right, so mark off that you used the first level spell.
And that's till the start of her next turn?
Mm-hmm. So that'll affect these two. The other one that's next to her, will do you got both her attacks on you. So AC 12, that also got shielded away.
Nice.
AC 21 will definitely hit, though. Yeah. So as the first attacker comes up, he comes in with his club, and you just pull up a hand, and voom, just bounces off this sort of shield. The second attacker comes in, it's coming at the same time and bounces off the shield, but gets the other, and it comes back and gets a second blow in for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Doug's going to attack you twice.
Get it.
Rolled well.
Mm.
That advantage helps, though.
Mm-hmm.
20 and 20. Dirty 20.
Yeah, they definitely hit. Yep.
So, that is 8 and 5.
Total of
13.
Mm-hmm. 31 minus 13.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
That is 18.
18. Okay.
And the guy with the broken bottle looks at the broken bottle and says, he tosses it, and he waves his hand, and he's going to cast a chromatic bolt.
Ooh, okay.
At you.
Okay.
AC 12.
Okay, miss. This.
So he says, sorcerer! And he shoots a chromatic bolt at you. And you
he
just,
said sorcerer!
And then just a little lightning bolt shoots past you that you're able to dip out of the way of.
That's hilarious. Sorcerer!
And he says, ah, fuck. Puts you up, Tony.
Okay. So a 15-foot cone.
Oh, nice.
So that's basically it's one square, two squares, and three squares. If you know it that way. So
yeah.
You could, if you did it here, you would hit... one.
If you,
the answer is one.
If you did it here, he wouldn't get me, would he?
Yeah, you could do
it.
You,
three of them.
You could do it in such a way that you could get all four of those people.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Wouldn't you just have to move forward one diagonally, right?
If you were
here
yeah.
And then did it that way,
you could do. Yeah, you can just do it that way.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't get me, right?
That would miss you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Noise.
Okay.
And you don't take an attack of opportunity either.
No, because you don't leave anybody's range.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't get two, do
no,
I?
No, you'd miss two.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right, so...
So, Burning Hands.
So all four of them have to make dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
If you look on your spell sheet in your book, what is your spell saving... Spell DC?
Thirteen.
So they have to be the 13.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Buddy.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Alright, these guys aren't particularly dexterous. Except for the leader. So the leader makes it, the other ones fail.
Okay.
So the number one is the leader. I'll give him a little... Make that one L. So 3, 4, and S.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be 5?
It's a Trixie.
What?
Look, it's an S.
Okay.
Sorcerer! I was pretty delighted in my head when I put that S on there. I was like, they're going to think this is a 5 until that lightning bolt shoots out.
But you missed me.
I did miss. All right, so how much damage? You roll 3d6?
Yeah, 3d6. 7.
Nice. Okay. All right. Okay, and then the... and then the leader takes half damage, right?
Right.
Okay, so he'll take 3 points.
And then do I still have a bonus action?
Yeah, I don't know that you have much that uses a bonus action. If you do, you can use it.
Can I do my cat's claws as a bonus action?
Oh, that's an action to attack.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any bonus actions, so...
Yeah, they're a little rare.
They're rare for...
There are
magic
some spells
users.
That you can cast as a bonus action, but they're hard to come.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, good turn, though. You dealt...
Nice.
That's 31 points of damage you dealt across the four of them.
Nice.
Attack it. Your turn.
Alrighty. So do any of them look super rough?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. I'm going to go after the leader.
These are all beefy boys.
Okay. Gonna start with
except
the...
Except for maybe the sorcerer.
Yeah. Start with the leader. A lot. 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
I'm gonna do one-handed, so that's with my longsword. So second attack.
Oh, did you activate your Eldritch? Are you doing two swords?
I used it. It's only one use
oh,
per day.
Oh, it's only once per day? Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it is, right? Okay. So rapier... oh, natural 20, motherfucker! Oh, so excited about natural 20s. Yay! So that's my two attacks. So, that's 2d8. I should have rolled those individually. Do you want me to re-roll them?
Why?
Because one of them was a natural 20. I guess I just roll another die.
Yeah, that would be, the 2d8 would be for your natural 20.
Okay. Ooh, that was a good one, too. Okay, so... base damage is 7 plus, oh wow, it's 20 points of damage.
All together?
Yeah. Right? Right, so that's 10, yeah, 20 points of damage all together.
Nice.
That was...
He's bloodied.
He's bloodied, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and use my action surge and fuck him up again. That's just one attack, right?
That's two attacks.
Action surge is another two attacks.
Oh, action surge, sorry, is one attack, yeah.
Okay, because I don't have extra attack yet, right?
Not yet. Next level.
If I use action surge, I would get two additional attacks once I have extra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's another 19. Dang.
That'll hit.
Oh, since I'm using action surge, can I go ahead and say I used it two-handed?
I could say you could sheath it as part of your move and then double. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, so it would be my rapier that I would have to put away, and then so that's the question.
That's fine, yeah, because you didn't move.
Yeah, okay. Two-handed, still plus 4, so 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's it. No, that's a bonus action. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm all done. All
right. Their turn. He says, I wish he had pack tactics. He doesn't. He's going to make two attacks at you. He's just really, he's just angry.
He's got a focus.
And he just shouts and spits out of his face.
Gross. Keep it in your mouth.
13 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah, not natural.
Okay. Miss on the 13.
Okay, so he's going to deal you 5 points of slashing.
Okay.
And then he's going to punch you with his other hand. AC 16.
Hit.
For an additional 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Bludgeoning.
Okay, that's got me in single digits.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know, right? That first hit he gave me was a lot. That's all right. And healing potions are an action, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorcerer's turn. Don't ask me where I got kobold from.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to do another chromatic bolt. Natural 2. Oh, he gets to make 2 of them. Sweet. Another chromatic bolt. 11. I think that misses too.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just selling more power! More power!
Power!
Power! As these lightning bolts just keep going wide past you. And then... Alright. So, Tony, you're going to take 4 attacks.
Jesus!
From the number 2 and number 4.
Okay.
I would say back away at this point.
I mean, can I do shield again?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's reasonable, definitely.
Okay, so... What's there? So, 11...
That misses.
That would hit, unless you want to shield again.
I was going to shield again.
Right, so you shield?
Yeah.
Okay. So 11 misses.
Yeah.
18 hits.
Right.
For 6 points.
How are you doing?
I am at 14.
Oh, you're better than me.
And then 13 would miss because of shield. And 17 would hit.
Okay.
For 3 points.
Okay.
Nice.
So I'm at
11. All right. And you guys are up for another round.
Yeah. Was it Tony's turn? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
And so they're still all up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The patrons in the bar are kind of stopped what they're doing. They're just kind of standing on the porch watching this.
Mugs
in hand. Yeah. You know, some cheering, some, you know, go fuck them up.
I mean, I probably want to do... Because I can get everybody with burning hands.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you'll be able to hit everybody with burning hands.
Right, but I mean...
you'd hit 4 of them
again. Keep eating them up. Yeah, no, do it. I think that's great.
How many first level spells do you have left?
2, 3. So I did burning hands once.
And 2 shields.
Oh, that's right. So I've got 1 left. So this would be 1 more burning hands to...
Oh, and you did the witch bolt earlier against the... Shame.
Oh, yeah.
Was that... Oh, it is. Oh, so I'm used up.
So you could cast Burning Hands as a second level spell, which I think would let you deal an extra d6 worth of damage.
4d6, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Any other d6?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to roll some more dex saves. Like I said, not the most dexterous, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The sorcerer succeeded, and everyone else failed.
Okay.
So roll 46.
Get it.
Oh, what? Nice.
16, 18.
That's awesome.
I just want you to see, so you know that I'm, how many hit points the bad guy had left. So.
That's awesome.
So you knock him square out.
Yeah.
He falls over. Unconscious, bleeding out.
That's funny.
And then 3 and 4 also failed. So.
Hi. Yes.
They're bloodied. Pretty bloodied. and the sorcerer takes half, and he is bloodied now as well.
Okay. And I can still move, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything around us, like anything I could jump on?
Like a tree or something?
Yeah, or a building, or an awning, or a table, just something so I'm not, like, running.
Yeah, there's the building itself, and then there's the cliff wall over here.
Okay. Yeah, I think if I can jump on top of the building...
You've got a climbing speed, so... Now, when you leave, though, you will take attacks from these two.
Why don't you just wait a minute?
Okay.
And I'm gonna help with this. I'm gonna help with this. So my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start with my bonus action, and do second wind, which is 1d10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice! So that's 12 points of 12 plus 9,
31.
No. 21. I feel much better about. So let me know if I can do this. I would like to fly up go over to Tony, one mm-hmm. square down. I know I'll take the attacks of opportunity, but then I want to bait and switch with Tony and put him behind me.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, so let me know if I take attack of opportunity.
Go ahead and move your dice and I'll tell you what you take.
Okay, so I'll fly up, fly up here and land here. And then switch with Tony.
So from here to there.
Mm-hmm. But I did it by flying upwards.
I mean, I would say though, as long as you stay in their threat range, which mm-hmm. you don't have to leave.
Wouldn't I take one from this guy from three?
No, because you would.
I do leave his range.
You do leave his range. Yeah.
Let me roll my D8 super die for AC. I'm going to give it to myself since I'm about to take some attacks. Mm-hmm. So that makes my AC 21.
All right, so he does take the attack of opportunity, and he got a 16.
Okay, he missed. Nice. Mm-hmm. So with that, that was my second win. That was my bonus action. So I'm going to use two-handed my longsword.
Oh, you would have gotten the attack before you were able to do your bait and switch.
Oh, fair enough. So it would have hit. Yeah.
Just FYI.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. Yeah.
5 points of damage.
Okay. Subtracting math is much harder than adding math.
You're at 16.
16, okay. And then, so I will use my longsword two-handed against 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Why don't you just go ahead and take that back? I don't like missing. Fuck, that's about the fucking same. 11 to hit.
That will just hit?
No, really?
Yeah.
All right, two-handed. This guy. Oh, that's balls. 8 points of damage.
He was at 7.
Nice! Wiping the floor with them. I'm so excited. This is how we do it in Tabar!
Alright. So 3 is just going to take off down the beach, 60 feet.
Bye!
Two, he's not bloodied.
I have 16 hit points left and I got pretty low. I'm just grinning at him with blood in my teeth.
Roll me an intimidate check.
My favorite kind of check. Oh, that's not great. Intimidation, mm-hmm. 9.
He's gonna attack twice. He no longer gets the pack tactics though. So. He doesn't need him with rolls like that. 21 and 22.
So my AC right now is 21.
So they both hit.
They do both hit, okay.
Yeah, you rolled a natural 17 and a natural 18.
Hi, buddy. Did you want on my lap?
That's rough.
Yeah.
It didn't do too hot of the damage though, so that's 9 points.
Oh. Okay, 9 points. I'm making friends.
And then the sorcerer. He's going to look at you, Tony. He's going to say, "Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!" He's gonna do 2 more attacks. God, he's rolled like shit. He got an 8 and a 10. So the 10 would hit, unless you want to use a second level spell slot to use shield again.
I think I'll let the 10 hit.
Okay, so. And don't forget to mark off a second level spell for your burning hands.
Yeah.
So he rolls, and he deals you 7 points of lightning damage.
Jesus!
That's a lot!
I was not expecting that.
He goes, ha ha! And then he's going to start booking it. 1, 2.
Oh, then he starts running.
He's like, I got one!
That's all he wanted. Just one hit.
And then number 2 is going to look at you and he's going to be like, do you know that guy?
He just joined a bar fight because he could. That's hilarious. I do not know that person. I don't know you either.
Oh, he's 3's gone.
Oh, is 3 gone too?
Yeah, he bolted.
Oh, okay.
He was the first one to bolt. I just forgot to wipe him off.
So I guess that's the question, bucko. You going to clean up your friends or join them on the floor?
He's still not bloodied, and you are. He's like... He's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm doing a lot better in this fight than you are. He's going to make two attacks.
Yeah, this could do me in. See what he rolls, though.
Wait, I'm sorry. I skipped your guys' turn. He already went.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I skipped you guys. I apologize.
Okay.
It's Tony's turn.
Nice.
Can I do magic missile? Well,
ooh, yeah.
At a second level?
Yeah.
You got that wand.
Oh, yeah, your wand!
Oh, that's right.
So you don't have to use a... Nice.
Yeah.
It's in your equipment.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use your spell slots.
Yeah, so let's do that.
What level do you want to cast it at? It's under your right hand. It's where those little boxes are.
Oh, there we go. Wand of Magic Missile.
It's fully recharged at this point.
Yeah.
So you can cast up to 7th level.
That's so much.
At first level, it's 3d4 plus... 3d4, and each one of those d4s you had a plus 1 too, so... So basically, do you want to do 3d4, 4d4, 5d4, 6d4, 7d4, 8d4, or 9d4?
So many.
Wouldn't I want to do 9?
You may not want to use the whole wand. And
yeah.
If you use all 7 of the charges, there's a 1 in 20 chance that the wand destroys itself.
Oh, so I guess I'll do 4?
Oh, sure, yeah. So 3d4,
4d4,
5d4, 64.
Wow, nice.
I'll give you some d4s over here.
Yeah,
here you
go.
You can use Caitlin, since you...
Well, I only have 4.
I have 2.
Oh, you only need 2? Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, you're... I just need 1.
Okay.
Great. So, 44?
64.
Oh, it's, never mind. I need 2, then.
Because you're casting it at 4th level.
Yeah.
This will be 64 and then plus 6.
Nice.
And who are you casting it at? The one running away or the
yeah.
one...
Yeah. Well, no. Is any... Oh, the sorcerer?
There's the sorcerer and then there's the guy in front of me. 2 left.
I probably want to get the guy in front.
You can split them up, too. So you can put, like...
Yeah, I'll think I'll split it up.
And do you want to cast it at the higher level if you're splitting it up, or do you want to just leave it where it is? It's your choice. No wrong answer.
I think I'll leave it where it is.
Okay, so how many do you want to do on him, and how many do you want to do on him?
And so I've got 4.
Yeah, 6 to split up.
6. So,
this guy's bloody. This one is not.
I'll probably do 4 and 2.
Okay. So do the 2 first. So this is on the sorcerer?
Yeah. The one that's running away.
Mm-hmm.
5.
So 7 points. So he's still standing, barely. These little screaming goblin heads thump into his back. And he's like, ooh! He's like, I'm still up! And he's just running.
I love it. 2, 4, 7, 8.
Was that a 1?
That's a
2.
So 9.
2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 9?
Yeah.
Plus 4, 13.
Yeah.
He's bloodied, but he's still up.
Nice. I'll steal my d4s back from you.
Yeah, it's this
those
one
two.
And this one.
Mm-hmm. And then one of these, too. I think it's that.
This
yeah,
one.
That one there. Thank you.
Steal
all right.
Back
do you want to move it all, or?
Mm-hmm. No, I think I'm okay where I am. Because I'm still on the other side
mm-hmm.
of Tycho, so...
Alright, Tycho.
Okay. Okay. There are no attacks that I can do that are bonus attacks by themselves, right?
Right.
Right. I'm real fucked up. It's too funny. And he's bloodied?
Yeah.
I'm more than bloodied. By quite a bit. I wish I had my Eldritch Maul. So I cannot, like, take a potion and then punch him in the face or anything.
Right.
Okay. That sucks. I'm gonna go ahead and,
Hey.
Just gamble. You're Yana.
No.
Yana would just fucking go.
I know. She would. She'd be like, ah! She's not a barbarian, but she'd totally fucking do it. So yeah, I will make 2 attacks on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that misses. That's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that probably misses too. That's a...
Looking for an 11 here.
12. Okay, so the second one hits with a 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1d8. 6 points of damage.
Alright, he's still up.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
What maneuvers do you have? You have brace and...
All I have is brace and tactical assessment doesn't matter, and then bait and switch, which lets me switch with people. Actually, you know what? Oh, he'd get an attack of opportunity, wouldn't he? If I moved out of his range again.
Does bait and switch provoke? I don't think it does.
Yeah, but it's only within a 5 foot, and what I don't want to do is put Tony closer to this guy.
That's fair.
That would be awful. Oh, you know what, though? No, because that wouldn't work. There's no way that I could switch places with Tony and keep him the same distance away from this guy.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. All
right. His turn.
Yep. He'll take my bleeding corpse back, right?
Oh, yeah.
I give you permission to use the healing potions in my pouch. Clearly.
He's clearly wearing out, too. And, you know, he looks at the, it was 5 against 2. He's like, not gonna lie, you put up a good fight. He says, but I think I got it. He's gonna roll. He does not, maybe got it.
Yes.
You got a 6 and a 18.
18 hits.
Alright.
That's probably it.
He does 3 points.
Hey, alright, I'm still up, motherfucker. 3 points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the second attack missed, so.
Yes!
Tony.
Finish him!
By the way, this guy, he's gonna move. He's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's still within 30 feet. He's chaotic, so he is going to.
He just wants to... He's the same as Taika. He just wants to fuck somebody up, but he's a sorcerer.
He's going
to
throw 2 more bolts at you, Tony.
How are you doing?
Not great. I've got 4.
Ooh, hey, me too. Twinsies!
7 and an 11.
7 misses, 11 hits.
Do you want to use your shield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you shield it, perfecting
for
the...
For 2.
For sure.
Second level?
Yeah.
Is that your last spell? You got 1 left, huh?
I got 1 more. And my cantrips. So. Mm-hmm.
And he says, ah, fuck it! And he runs. He's running another 30 feet down the beach.
Okay.
So now he is...
He's almost off the map.
55 feet away from y'all. Okay. But it's Tony.
Okay. You said he's 55 feet away?
Mm-hmm. Now, you could move closer if you wanted to.
I could, but then doesn't that give an attack of opportunity?
No, because you're not...
No, you're not in...
Because you're not adjacent
to... I'm not
to
in
it.
Range.
So you could move, like, there, and then there, and then...
Mm-hmm.
But I probably want to get the guy that's gonna kill Taika.
Yeah, as long as one of us is conscious, it'll be fine. And let's be honest, it'll probably be you. Taika's up.
How many hit points
down.
Do you have left?
4.
How many do you have left?
4.
It's a very close. It's neck and neck. They have about the same number of hit points left that you guys have.
Who can get it there first?
Mm-hmm. Who can cross the finish line first? What do you need, Tony?
I think I want to move close enough where I can hit both of them,
mm-hmm.
and then do 2 more of my magic missiles.
Okay, so that would give you 4 magic missiles to shoot.
Yeah, magic missile has like 120 foot range, doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't even have to move.
It's huge.
Oh, then I won't move.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
I'll stay where I am, and then how many D?
So for 2, if you're doing 2 levels worth, that will be 4 missiles total. So 2
okay.
each.
Actually, I'll just do this.
You need 2 more?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
I just need to...
Oh, do you need a light?
He does it a crouch. Famous last words. There it is.
Oh, there it is. famous last words. I fucking love it. That's fantastic.
Two each, or are you going to split it up otherwise?
I'm going to do two each.
Okay. So this will be on the sorcerer first. 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
All right. He was at 4, so he falls over face first on the beach, with just one last sorcerer.
Fuck you.
All right.
That's 3.
Plus 2 is 5. Guy's up 1 point. He has got 1 point. So all you have to do is 1 point of damage.
I'm just gonna punch him. 16, because of my unarmed attack. Yeah, 16 to hit.
Yeah, you clock him. You knock him out.
That was so much fun.
And then there's a huzzah from the bar as everybody raises their glasses, and you see like money exchanging hands.
Nice.
The barkeep comes out and says, "You all did like so good at that fight. That was the most exciting thing to happen in the last 4 hours.
Tyka is definitely, woo! Like, right at her. Tyka's amped.
I see that you have a lot of energy right now, and the clam digger would like to buy you several rounds of free beverages, if you want them.
Well, Tyka didn't want to go back, but now there's free booze.
I know, right?
I'll take your free booze.
Yeah.
All right. So you all head back into the clam digger and have free booze, not only from the bar, but then people start buying you guys rounds.
Yeah.
Tyka, very aware of legalities, is like, somebody gonna clean up them and make sure they don't die?
The barkeep is just like, oh yeah, the guards will come and put them in jail for the night.
I'm not gonna get put in jail, right?
No, it's like hockey rules. Whoever loses the fight has to go to the penalty box.
Fantasy hockey! Okay, I like it. That's great.
She says, if we arrested everybody that got into a bar fight on the beach of Ajuba, the whole city would be in jail.
Also, I didn't know that in hockey, if you lost, you got put in the bar.
That's actually not a hockey rule. No. But the NES Nintendo game, Blade of Steel, whoever lost got to go to the penalty box.
Oh, okay.
And to me, that's how hockey should work, right?
That's how hockey should work, yes. Loser goes to jail.
Loser goes to the penalty box. That's why you have fights.
Funny. Winner does not go to jail.
So she buys you some drinks. The bar buys you drinks, and you guys have a rousing good time. You get a lot of back slaps and people laughing.
Yeah, nice.
And, people like a good bar fight down here at the Clam Digger, so...
Yes. That's what I wanted! Yeah!
And so you all, after a night of carousing, but not enough that you roll on the carousing table.
It's very important.
Make your way back up to the edge of the world, to your new rooms on the second floor.
Yeah.
You make sure the windows are shut tight and sealed.
The blinds are drawn.
Nobody knows where we're at.
And then you fall asleep. And that is where we'll put a pin in this session.
Yay.
As you guys level up to level 5.
Yay! Extra attack! Extra attack!
What else? So it'll be a perfect time for you to get a new notebook, because you'll have
new stuff. Okay, yeah. Now I'm on a timer, though. That's good. I like timers. They work well for me. When are we playing next?
It won't be this weekend, so probably a week from Sunday.
The day before my vacation starts. Well, yes. That sounds fantastic.
So...
Awesome.
Yeah, so it'll be a little week and a half, so you have some time to level up. But go ahead and roll your hit dice.
Right.
So a d6 for you and a d10 for you.
I like you the best. Be nice. You were a bitch!
So 6 points plus your phone.
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
I got a 4.
4? Okay, so 4 points plus your con bonus.
So 8.
4 plus my constitution?
Bonus. So plus 4?
Yeah.
So you get 8 more points.
Yeah. Oh, right. Your con is
so
plus
8
4.
More hit points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am going with my new 26 versus what I had before, which was 37.
Oh, yeah.
So 26 is your new height. You'll be at 34 for now.
But don't erase your original, just in case everything.
Yeah, make a note that you should be at 45.
Do we get anything else at level 5, or is it just extra attack for me? You get 4th level spells.
3rd level spell.
3rd level.
What'd you say, 36?
Sorry. Yeah, 35.
35. I knew it was less than.
Oh yeah, it's just extra attack. That's cool though. And that just happens every time for me now, right?
Yep, anytime you take the attack action, you get to make 2 attacks.
So I get 3 hits.
If you use your bonus action as well, yep.
Yeah. So awesome. I love it. I didn't realize that as a fighter, you get extra attack multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I made it to like, say, 20th level.
You get 4 attacks.
You get 4 attacks plus the bonus action if you're dual wielding. So 5 attacks in a turn.
Yeah.
Fucking bonkers. And then you use Action Surge, so you technically get 10, 11 attacks.
Yeah. Your proficiency bonus goes up to +3, so.
Oh, nice. That's very good.
So that means all the skills you're proficient in go up by 1.
The saving throws too, right?
Is that everybody?
It's, yeah, both of you. Yeah.
Oh, actually, if you just go to D&D Beyond and do your leveling in D&D Beyond.
It'll just
give
me all the stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, you can just copy down everything.
Yeah, we can take some time in the next week and a half to level you up.
And I'm going to make you a new book that's going to be so much better. So much better.
So you have spells like Fireball and Lightning Bolt now.
Ooh, Fireball. Oh, I miss my old friend Fireball. Love it.